This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and South Korea have signed 4 MOUs in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "In this era of global tension, India and Korea together convey a message of peace and stability." He said, "Through the shared efforts, both India and Korea will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific." The Prime Minister said, "Today, both nations are laying the foundation for the success stories of the next decade." President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung said, "In the era of uncertainty, India and Korea can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation." Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, briefed the media in New Delhi on key outcomes of the talks between Prime Minister Modi and the visiting President of South Korea. He said the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership and emphasized enhancing economic cooperation. Addressing the opening session of India-Korea Business Forum in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal described the visit of Mr. Myung as a defining step towards launching a new chapter in the relationship. He said bilateral trade between India and Korea currently stands at $27 billion and both countries took several important decisions to increase the same. In Jammu and Kashmir, 21 people were killed and 29 injured when a passenger bus rolled down a hill in Udhampur district today. The bus met with the accident on the hilly road while negotiating a blind curve near Kagoth village in Ramnagar area. The bus was carrying 50 passengers, mostly those heading to their daily jobs, from Ramnagar to Udhampur. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM's relief fund to the next of kin of each of those killed. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The government today said that domestic LPG supply is stable across the country with no dryouts having been reported at distributorships amid disruptions triggered by the ongoing West Asia crisis. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Rural Development Amit Shukla said the primary focus of the government is on uninterrupted employment, timely fund flow, housing construction, rural roads and livelihood security despite global uncertainties. Indian Railway will operate 18,262 summer special train trips across the country over the next 3 months to meet the expected surge in passenger demand. According to the Ministry of Railways, a total of 908 summer special trains have been approved for the period between 15th of April and 15th of July. With high voltage campaign for single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal set to wrap up tomorrow, top leaders of various political parties are making a final push to sway voters through back-to-back rallies and public appearances. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. The Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre, the Election Commission and the Comptroller and Auditor General of India on a public interest litigation seeking a ban on the announcement of freebies by political parties ahead of elections. A powerful earthquake of 7.7 magnitude struck off the northern Japanese coast of Sanriku this afternoon. Following the earthquake, a tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture and a smaller tsunami of 1.3 feet was recorded at another port in the prefecture. Residents in the region have been advised to stay away from the coast and immediately take shelter on higher ground. Uncertainty continues over the next US-Iran peace talks in Islamabad as a 2-week ceasefire nears expiry on Wednesday. Iran's foreign ministry said no decision has been made on attending further negotiations, accusing the US of not being serious about diplomacy and violating the ceasefire. And that is the end of this news bulletin.